can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
598-965 WKUZO. Good Saturday morning. Welcome to Bird Watch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center, located right there at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. And joining us in the studio this morning, Roger Taylor.
I actually got Jim to sing along with our theme song.
Oh, yeah.
He said he wasn't going to, but it's such an infectious song. He found it irresistible.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody. Happy Saturday morning to you. Before we go any further, I'll tell you that hummingbirds have started coming across the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
There were multiple reports along the Gulf Coast. And so even though we're starting out today obnoxiously cold, spring is on the way,
All right. And
it's headed in our direction, and you can watch it. The reason I know about these bird reports is hummingbirds, plural, hummingbirds, more than one, birds.net.
Birds.
Yes, that's multiple bird.
All right.
Hummingbirds.net. And go there and you can watch the migration. An old friend of mine from St. Louis does the mapping, and you can watch on a daily basis their progress moving northward. And when it's cold and or snowing here, that's nice to see. Well, let's do our trivia question. And today is a two-part question. There are approximately 10,000 bird species in the world. That's spread out over all the continents.
Okay.
This morning, you have to tell us what continent has the most bird species.
Oh.
And the phone's ringing. You haven't even heard the whole question. And you have to tell us how many bird species, in round numbers, there are on that continent.
Okay, so a two-parter.
It's a two-part. We've never tried this before. So this is a test.
Okay.
And what continent has the most bird species, and how many bird species do they have in round numbers? So 382-4280-877-382-4280. And if you're the first person with the correct answer, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at our friends Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you when you go for dinner, your meal is half price. And all you got to do is tell us what continent has the most bird species and approximately how many species do they have in round numbers. 382-4280-877-382-4280.
All right, 590-965 WKZO. First one to give it a try this morning, Eugene in Otsego. Good morning.
Hi, Eugene. How you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning. Beautiful sun.
Yes, yes. Even though it's cold, the sun's out.
Yeah, it does help a lot.
Yeah, it does. What continent has the most bird species?
I'm thinking South America.
Okay, you got part one right.
Okay.
Now give me an approximate number of species.
Would it be about 3,000 species?
And we have a winner.
Oh,
okay.
That's close enough. Actually, it's about 3,200, but
that,
for...
That, That's a lot.
Yeah, for guessing 3,000, that's in the right ballpark. We'll call you the winner this morning, Eugene.
Well, great. Thank you.
You get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a friend with you, your meal is half price.
Oh, good deal. I can deal with that.
Okay. We're going to send you in to Jim. He'll need some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you, Roger.
You bet, Eugene. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, you're welcome.
South America is the bird continent. North America is second. And part of the reason for that is our close proximity to South America. We don't have the same, we have a fewer number of species, but the Americas really are the bird continents of the world. And hummingbirds are a part of that because they're only seen in North and South America. There are no hummingbird species anywhere else in the world. Now, there are nectar eaters in other parts of the world.
Okay.
We know from watching our feeders in the springtime that orioles are a nectar eater, and they're in the blackbird family. And so there are bird species that eat nectar in other parts of the world. But the only place you see hummingbirds is in North and South America.
Huh.
And we're going to be seeing them here in about a month. The earliest recorded sighting of hummingbirds in Michigan is March 28th. And we're likely going to see that record broken at some point. We generally see and always have seen the first reports of hummingbirds coming across the Gulf by the 1st of March in the waning days of February. But this year, the earliest report of a trans-Gulf migrant was the 20th of March. Or of February, I should say. And that is early, probably a week earlier from the sightings we're used to seeing. And if that holds true, we're likely to see hummingbirds here earlier in March than March 28th, the previous recorded record.
Hmm.
And so climate change making itself evident in changing bird migration timing. Let's take a couple of these phone calls we've got piled up like firewood.
All right, that we will. We'll start off with Bill. He's calling in from Portage this morning. Good morning, Billy. You're on 590-96.5 WKZO.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning, sir. I saw something the other day that really piqued my interest, and I'm kind of need a little clarification. I saw a raft of ducks on one of the ponds there by Lover's Lane.
Okay.
I checked it out, and it was either northern pintails, but it looked more like common eiders. Would they be in this area on the migration?
Huh.
They were real heavy bodied, and then the two colored neck and a black cap on the head were the things that really got me.
Yeah, well, from the description, a common eider is possible. This is not your typical sighting for the 1st of March. But I've learned to never say never. And you know the old cliche, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's likely a duck. I think I don't have any other guess as to what it might have been. based on that description. And so I'd have to say you probably saw what you think you saw. But it seems awfully early.
It does. That's what really fooled me, too. But I also saw a bald eagle in Galesburg fishing the Kalamazoo River by I-94 there on 35th Street. So, yeah.
Well, that's increasingly common. Bald eagles don't migrate here so much as withdraw. And if they can't find any open water to fish in, they'll keep moving south until they find some open water. And seeing bald eagles along the river is not uncommon anymore. There are at least three nesting pair of bald eagles along the Kalamazoo River, where it goes through Allegan Forest. And so having them work upstream in cold weather, fishing the river, certainly passes a reasonableness test.
Yeah, if I could have seen the whooping cranes this week.
Yeah, then you would have had a record week for a birder.
I would.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much, Roger. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yes, we did have an associate of mine who used to work with me when I had a bird store down the street here, now works across the street at CalSec. And I think it was Wednesday this week, he looked up and saw a pair of whooping cranes flying overhead. And there were other reports of whooping cranes toward Gull Lake and up toward Delton. Hope Corner, I believe, is where they were seen, but certainly up to the northeast of Kalamazoo. So, yeah, he's right. If he had seen all three, that would be a trifecta.
Let's stay in Portage and join up with Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Super, Roger. How about you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. Hey, Roger, ever since you had the bluebird thing on, I've been getting bluebirds. This guy that talked about putting the worms in the water.
And yeah,
I've never had this. And but what I haven't put out bluebird houses for years because there was nothing around here. Because I do not live in typical bluebird terrain.
Right.
But they're around all the time. When should my nesting boxes go out for them?
Right now.
Right now.
Now, I don't want to rain on your parade.
No, I know.
But
no guarantees.
Bluebirds in the wintertime tend to go into neighborhoods and residential areas looking for shrubs that have berries on them.
Yeah, we do.
And if you live in a neighborhood, the chances of getting them to nest without the open fields they're looking for limited. But if you want to give it a try, now is the time. You'll want to have the nest boxes face to the east. So the back of the box faces the prevailing winds. And for other listeners, if you have bluebird boxes out there, now is the time to clean them out. Many people, and this is a good thing to do, leave the last nest of the year in the nest box. And if you did that, now is the time to clean it out. And even though it's cold today, sunny days trigger the bluebird's desire to check out potential nesting sites. And so it's that time of year.
And what about other birdhouses? When should they go out?
Oh, right now.
Right now?
Yeah. Okay. And your bluebird box may attract chickadees or other birds. And so even if you're not successful in getting bluebirds, Ed, you may be successful in offering other birds a place to raise their families.
Yeah, you're not raining on my parade. I read in the Stoics book about how many years it took before they actually had them by their house.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year they would hope and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. You're right. Thanks, Ed. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Wild birds prefer the superior quality bird seed that you'll always find at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, Garden Center, and Bird Store. Waddell's carries 16 different varieties of the freshest bird seed, and because of the large volume that Waddell's buys, they can offer you the best prices. There's thistle seed for finch, safflower seed for cardinals, Waddell's famous No Hulls, No Waste blend, both of Roger Taylor's exclusive blends, and many individual seeds that you can use to make your own custom feed blend. Most of Waddell's birdseed varieties are available in 25 and 50-pound bags. It's also sold in bulk, so you can get exactly the amount of seed you want. At Waddell's, you can take advantage of their Wild Bird Frequent Buyer Program, or in this case, Frequent Flyer Program. Buy any 9 bags of Waddell's bird feed and receive the 10th bag free. Waddell's also carries many varieties of suet cakes. And how about a new bird feeder? Waddell's has over 100 varieties, including squirrel-proof feeders, tube feeders, window feeders, and more. Waddell's has been the Kalamazoo area's bird feeding headquarters for 66 years, and they're located on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Hey, seafood lovers. Fish Fest is going on through March 30th at the River Lake Inn. Come and enjoy the freshest seafood, including two 6-ounce Maine lobster tails for just $32.95, including a choice of potato and salad bar. And daily during Fish Fest, River Lake Inn will feature your choice of 4 or more selections of the best fish and seafood on the market, including Canadian walleye, yellow lake perch, Mississippi catfish, fresh Jail Island salmon, Great Lakes whitefish, Atlantic blue point oysters and fresh scallops, jumbo Gulf shrimp, New Zealand orange roughy, Idaho rainbow trout, and Alaskan snow crab, just to mention a few. And the River Lake Inn will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day from Friday, March 15th through Sunday, March 17th. Come out and enjoy a generous portion of homemade corned beef and cabbage with boiled potatoes and carrots, just $15.95 a person, including your salad bar. And be sure to call now to make your Easter Sunday buffet reservations. That sells out quick, folks. For details and directions, visit riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626. That's going to do it for Birdwatch this morning. Craig in Hickory Corners, we're not going to have time to take your call on the air, but if you'll hold on a minute, I'll talk with you after the show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, thank you very much, Roger. And again, of course, Birdwatch each and every Saturday morning, first half of the 8 o'clock hour. On 590-965 WKZO, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden Bird Center and by the River Lake Inn. Join up with Greg Crawford around the home following a check of news next on 590-965 WKZO.